This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As the president settles back into Washington today after a couple of weeks at his place up in New Jersey, and as Congress gears up to get back to work, the media balance of power in the Capitol has shifted a little bit. Steve Bannon, as you know, President Trump's now former chief strategist, is back at Breitbart as the conservative news site's executive chairman, promising to go to war, and that's Bannon's word, for Trump. Breitbart is said to be planning a big expansion into TV, possibly, as a counter to Fox News. So we asked Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson to have a look at what it might take for Breitbart to get into the television business.
The short answer is either a whole lot of money or not that much, depending on whether Breitbart goes for pricey cable TV or cheap and scrappy streaming video. The cable route would most likely involve buying an existing channel. Ken Doctor is a media analyst with Newsonomics.
There's a lot of money in the obtaining of the channel, of the promoting of the channel, of the building the channel behind it with talent in front of the camera and behind the camera.
When Al Jazeera launched its U.S. News Network in 2013, it paid a reported $500 million for Current TV's channel and its distribution deals.
It would take, clearly, I think, 3 to 5 years, probably optimistically, to turn a profit with a new cable news channel like that, even if you did everything right.
John Klein is the former president of CNN US and the co-founder of Tap Media, which builds online video channels. He says for Bannon and his deep-pocketed backers, profit motive might not be as important as political motives.
They want to have an even greater impact on their followers, and they want to motivate and activate their followers.
Klein says the better place for Breitbart to do that might be online.
When you go over the top and are delivering your video directly to consumers, you know their name, you know where they live, you know their credit card information, and you can introduce them to one another.
And when you're building a movement, that's gold. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.